On this day, 1st July 1921, De Valera replies, Mr. De Valera visited Mr. Arthur Griffith at Mountjoy Jail yesterday. The visit was made for the special purpose of consultation over the letter from Mr. Lloyd George. Other prominent Sinn Feiners were also taken into Mr. De Valera's counsel during the day and late last evening. The following copy of the reply to Mr. Lloyd George was issued with the official authority of Doyle Air Anne. Sir, I have received your letter. I am in consultation with such of the principal representatives of our nation as are available. We most earnestly desire to help in bringing about a lasting peace between the peoples of these two islands, but we see no avenue by which it can be reached if you deny Ireland's essential unity and set aside the principle of national self-determination. Before replying more fully to your letter, I am seeking a conference with certain representatives of the political minority in this country. President invites unionists. Mr. De Valera also sent another letter to Sir James Craig, MP, the Earl of Middleton, Sir Maurice Dockrell, MP, Sir Robert H. Woods, MP, and Mr. Andrew Jameson, as follows. ACARA, the reply which I, as spokesman of the Irish nation, shall make to Mr. Lloyd George, will affect the lives and fortunes of the political minority in this island, no less than those of the majority. Before sending that reply, therefore, I would like to confer with you and to learn from you at first hand the views of a certain section of our people of whom you are representative. I am confident that you will not refuse this service to Ireland. Misha, Eamon de Valera, the five Irishmen thus invited to a preliminary conference are well-known representatives of the political faith called Unionism. Sir James Craig stands for the Unionists of the six counties. The others are prominent Southern Unionists. Craig's for London. The meeting of Sir James Craig's cabinet to consider Mr. Lloyd George's letter was held yesterday in Cabin Hill, Knock, where Sir James resides. In a letter to the Prime Minister, Sir James referred to the King's gracious message on the opening of the Northern Parliament for peace throughout Ireland, adding, we cannot refuse to accept your invitation to a conference to discuss how best this can be accomplished. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. De Valera lost no time in consulting with the imprisoned Sinn Féin leaders regarding Lloyd George's invitation. His protest against partition cannot conceal the fact that Sinn Féin remained more concerned with national status than a united Ireland. Predictably, Craig declined De Valera's invitation to talks in Dublin.